Agenda paper 15 provides the committee with an update on the current status of matters you previously referred to the board. This paper is essentially an update on a similar paper that we presented to the committee in March 2017. To identify the matters in this paper, we've taken all open matters from the March 2017 paper. We've added all matters published in IFRIC update since then, for which the committee has included a specific report to the board section, either with or separate from an agenda decision. We've organised the matters we have identified into three categories, which are represented by the three appendices in the paper. We have not identified any matters we think the committee should reconsider at the current time. So I want to ask if the committee members have any questions or comments on the contents of this paper.
Some context to say, we thought we'd bring this to you now, mainly before our departing committee members, so they could get a catch.
One last chance to agitate.
I should have thought about that and brought it in September.
just to highlight, we not miss the chance to highlight the importance of the variable payment issue.
Goes without saying, Carl.
Keep going. It's important.
Bonnie.
Just a question. When is the PIR of IFRS 5 anticipated?
That PIR is not actually scheduled, so the next PIR the board's going to do will be the PIR of IFRS 10, 11 and 12, and that should start fairly soon, sort of the third quarter. And the IFRS 5 one would follow, but that one has not been timetabled yet.
No, that just to say publicly a comment I made to Patrick and the staff. On thank you for this. I think it's very useful, and it answers effectively a question I got quite recently, saying how do you manage to assess what was reported to the board? As effectively, I remember in March, I think we referred three or four matters to the board for their consideration. Or for further consideration, and so I got an answer back, a question back, saying, but how do you assess that it's effectively monitored? I mean, the paper is perfectly answering that, and for us, it's also very useful as a committee member. So thank you.
Well, I think. Okay, but with that.
That's me. So paper 16 is our work in progress paper. This month it notes two new questions that we've received that you will be seeing at future committee meetings. I say two. One is on the definition of a lease. That is one question. The second question is, in fact, three questions, which are all sort of linked to the application of IAS 21. We've got entities with functional currencies of a hyperinflationary economy. Yeah. I don't know if there's any particular questions, comments on that. Otherwise, I was just going to give you a quick update on a couple of other things that have happened since the March meeting. One is to note that at the March meeting, there were three particular follow-ups that we, agreed to take on board. And actually we reported an IFRIC update, so it's to let you know where those are. One was that you'll know that we had a discussion in March, and for the first time we included some words in IFRIC update about companies being allowed sufficient time to implement any accounting policy changes that would result from agenda decisions. We took on board from the committee's discussion that it might be helpful if we were able to say something more about sufficient time. And so in March, you may have seen that there was a feature published by Sue called Time is of the Essence that addressed sufficient time. Two other things that we agreed to in March, which was associated with agenda decisions we finalised, and that was to do some educational materials. One was linked to the IAS 23 question, and the educational materials there were to talk about IAS 23, but actually almost as much about IFRS 15 and how those two standards sort of interact when you've got revenue recognition over time versus point in time. On that one, I can tell you that the webinar featuring, you know, our new stars Javed and Nikki has already been filmed. Not available on our website yet, but coming soon. Coming soon. So hopefully end of this week or early next week. And then the second set of educational materials that preparation is underway for was the question to do with curing of a financial asset and what happens in terms of presentation on curing. So there, again, are educational materials being prepared that you should see coming sometime in the near future. The last thing I was just going to update you on is that you may have seen that the annual improvements exposure draft was published in May. That includes four topics, and only to say three of those were questions that had originally come to the committee and that you recommended to the board as an annual improvement. And so that's just great. That's now it for comment.
Busy, busy. Any questions on any of those things?
Petrina, the BASB's EITF is dealing with a revenue recognition issue on modification of software licenses. I know the staff is monitoring it, but any plans to do outreach and see if it's an issue under IFRS 15 also?
A good question. We have been monitoring, and you'll probably know that we've spoken to our FASB staff colleagues about it in preparation for your discussion at EITF this week. I think at this stage we haven't done anything. I think we'll see, because I think your discussion this week is an education session.
Correct.
And then we haven't, to date, that has not been brought to us as a question. But as you say, we'll definitely monitor, and I think we'll see where your discussion goes in a sense, and then we can see whether it makes sense for us to speak to the IFRS world.
Maybe given that you just mentioned the FASB, not directly on point but sort of tangential, just to note that we are actually having a joint board meeting in July between the ISB and the FASB, where we're going to sort of share thoughts on projects that we're not working on jointly but where we have common discussions going on. So, for example, we're both doing some work on sort of the primary financial statements, so sharing ideas there. And also we will have some discussion on IFRS 15, IFRS 16, so the recent standards that we worked on together. So I'm not sure how specific we'll get into that, but there will be an opportunity for exchange between the boards, which I think is healthy. Okay, if nobody's got any other comments, I think that draws the public session to a close for today.